Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel. And thanks so much for downloading this. Thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring it. And just a quick update for you guys. So you obviously have noticed that the podcast kind of abruptly stopped the other day. And that's because I became unwell with a very, very nasty stomach bug, which gave me severe abdominal pains for about a day and a bit. And just impossible to do this kind of work. So I had to cancel my podcast. I had to cancel my live show with Mr. James Perloff to discuss the sinking of the Lusitania, just because I wasn't well enough to do it. But anyway, hope to get all that stuff rescheduled. And I wanted to come back to the podcast now that I'm feeling so much better and I'm in good form. So anyway, I wanted to chat to you guys a little about one of the last things I did before I became unwell was I did a little podcast on the Red King, you know, King Charles, the Satanic King. And I got to think a little bit more about the whole imagery, you know, because if you mirror image the portrait and then flip the portrait, you get something that looks very much like a satanic image. Now, that might just be a feature or factor of symmetry, or it could be anything like that there, but it's indisputably something that we as human beings can see. And the image looks quite like that of the figure Baphomet. And we've talked about Baphomet before, because Baphomet, as far as I understand it and see it, is essentially just an image manifestation of Satan. But it's a particularly interesting and relevant one, because Baphomet, this characterization of what Satan might look like, or one of his minions, has got the body parts of male and female combined. Male and female combined. Which brings me to, yes, transgenderism. Because the question I'm asking you is, could it be that transgenderism, which has exploded off the scale in the last short number of years, really, is this just an expression of the satanic inversionism, which a lot of us now recognize as being everywhere, really, we look? So, as you know, God made man and woman. He made us both distinct, and there are two genders, male and female. Or two sexes, male and female. Now, the devil inverts everything that God does. So whereas God wanted us men and women to be, you know, we're totally separate, but yet we come together to have families and stuff. He inverts that by creating one individual which has both parts, then the male parts, genital parts, and the female parts as well. And that's what Baphomet actually embodies, literally, in the characterization of it. So Baphomet equals inversion. Inversion equals Satanism. Now let's talk about transgenderism. Because transgenderism says that men can become women and women can become men. Even though we all know that that is essentially impossible beyond the most barbarous and savage pieces of surgery, and even in some cases not even then, because it seems to me that some of these transgender women who are actually men, they simply get hormones that increase their breasts and so on and so forth. I mean, all kinds of degeneracy. So I see transgenderism actually a wee bit differently perhaps than I used to see it. I just see that this massive expansion in the trans narrative and the insistence that it's bolted onto the LGB narrative as just a fulfillment of the stuff that we read about in the Bible, you know, that it warns us about this is how things are going to be as the ruler of this earth, who is Satan, not God, not yet, does these things, you know, and manifests. And so Baphomet is a visual manifestation of a satanic agenda, which says that basically men and women can be the same, can be one, literally in the one body. And that's what what we see. And we see, and not only that, but we're told, listen, you've got to not only accept it, but go with it, go along with it, endorse it, rejoice. Whenever these individuals say, look me, I'm trans. No, I'm afraid you're not. What you are is, sadly, you're completely captured. And now my view is that a lot of the transgender people are, you know, I feel bad for them because I feel there's an existential level to this. There's a divine level to this. And I feel that they have been fundamentally voided from God, and in comes the devil. And that's essentially what transgenderism is. It is a form, if you like, of devil worship. Now, I wonder what you feel about that. It's quite a harsh thing to say when I hear myself saying it, but as always here in the podcast, I speak honestly to you guys, and be interested in hearing your thoughts. Thanks for listening, and it's good to be back.